Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this open door, this heaven-bought privilege that our Lord allows us day after day together by the radio to open the Word of God and study His precious Word together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll take the time out, get your Bible, and follow along with us in the Word of God today. We're turning in our Bible to the book of 1 John, chapter number 5. And I want to preach for the next several days on the subject, Bible evidence that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Never before in the history of our nation has there been such a question on the sonship of the Lord Jesus Christ. But I'm glad that we have the answer in the Word of God, and our faith is based upon Him being God the Son. So we're going to look at that, the Lord willing, and allow the Holy Spirit to teach us from the Word of God. The Bible said in the book of 1 John, chapter number 5, and verse number 9, the Bible said, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And this is the record that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. That's reading from 1 John chapter 5, verse number 9, down through verse number 13. But I want to come back to two or three portions in this passage and point out some things about what God says here in the Word of God. The Bible said in the last part of verse number 9, for this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. I want to establish, first of all, from the Word of God, that the record of the Word of God is the Word of God. And to deny the Word of God is to deny the truthfulness of the God of the Word. Again, the Bible said, this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. This Bible that I preach out of was written by over 40 different authors, but yet the true author of all of the Word of God is the Holy Spirit. And it's God the Spirit bearing witness of God the Son. The Bible said in verse number 10, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. If you are a saved person, there is no question in your mind and in your heart that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, because the Holy Ghost bears that witness inside of you. The Bible said in Romans chapter number 8, verse number 16, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the sons of God. So we see here from the Word of God that the Holy Ghost bears record that God gave his Son. Notice again, if you will, please. The Bible said, he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not God hath made him a liar. Very plainly, the word of God is saying that that person who does not believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God hath made God a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. And again, I remind you, this Bible is not man's record. It's God's record of him giving his Son. And then in verse number 11, the Bible said, "And this is the record, that God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son." And then in verse number 12, the Bible said, "He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life." So we see here that the Holy Ghost pins down in the Word of God that God the Father gave us God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And the record is God's record. It's not man's record, but it's God's record, that God hath given to us his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So what I want to do for the next several broadcasts, I want to go into the Word of God, and we're going to look at portions of Scripture where God bears record about his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. As I was preparing for the broadcast, I looked at these portions of Scripture. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter number 1, verse 34, that he was born of a woman that never knew a man. The Bible said in Mark chapter number 11, verse number 2, that he sat upon a beast where never a man sat. And then in verse number 47, they said, "Never a man spake like this man." I pointed out all of those passages of Scripture to point out to you that there is none like the Lord Jesus Christ. He is a very unique person. There's none like him. Never a man spake like him. He sat upon a beast where never a man had rode before. Never a man spake like him. And they put him in a tomb where never a man had been laid. He was born of a woman which never knew a man. I'm saying to you, he was unique in the sense there is none like unto him. He is the undeniable Son of God when you look at the evidence that's given in the Scripture. And again, I remind you, in the Scripture, God had given to us the record of his Son. So what we're going to do is look at God's record of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and see just how unique he is. And let me say before I begin, Jesus Christ was very God, yet very man. He was not just the God-man in the sense that he was a mixture of God and man, but he was 100% God and 100% man. He was as much man as if he were not God, and he was as much God as if he were not man. That is the mystery that the Word of God speaks about. We do not understand that, and I do not even claim that I could explain all of that to you. But the Word of God said in 1 Timothy chapter 3 and in verse number 16, "And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the Spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in this world, received up into glory." And he uses the word God there, not in reference to God the Father, but in reference to his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. So the Bible is God's record of his Son. Now, I realize there are other religions who have their founder and they want to exalt him to a position equal to God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. But again, I want to point out to you from the Word of God that there is none like him. No man ever spake like him. Nobody was like him in his birth. Let me just say to you, he was unique in his supernatural birth. He was unique in his sinless life. He was unique in his suffering death. He was unique in his scriptural resurrection. Nobody was ever born like the Lord Jesus Christ was born. No one ever lived like the Lord Jesus Christ lived. No one ever died as the Lord Jesus Christ died. And no one was ever resurrected as the Lord Jesus Christ was resurrected. So we're going to see from the Word of God the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Son, as the days unfold. But again, let me remind you, what you believe about the Lord Jesus Christ will determine your eternal destination. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Again, the Bible said in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 12, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Then the Bible said again in verse number 13, these things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. And then back in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 11, the Bible said, this is the record, that God hath given unto us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. The question was asked back over in Matthew's gospel, what think ye of Christ? And friend, what you think of Christ will determine your eternal destination. The Bible said in John chapter 3, verse 36, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. So the Lord Jesus Christ is God's Son, and there's no other way to God, and there's no other way to heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, I am the door, and if you come through that door, then you can enter in and have life eternally. If you reject him, then you will be rejected by God the Father and cast into hell for all eternity. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. I do want to take this opportunity and wish all of you who listen to the radio a very Merry Christmas and a Christ-centered New Year to the glory of our God. Let me also wish a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to the staff and management of all of the radio stations that carry the broadcast. We're all laborers together with God, and I trust that God will use our labor to his glory. As you go through the holiday season, don't forget the reason for the season. Keep Christ in the center of all your Christmas activities. As you do your giving, I trust you'll remember the Harvest Time broadcast. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at the same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait. It's growing.